Chris Morning Update Thursday, April 27th. 大家好，欢迎来到星期四的早报。在国内方面，我国首艘国产航母、第二艘航空母舰终于下水。另外呢，一篇名为《我是范雨素》的文章刷屏朋友圈，农村女人苦难三大主题直插人心。在京津冀方面，雄安新区举行了首场新闻发布会，将启动30平方公里的规划设计全球招标。在武汉本地新闻方面，2017年亚洲羽毛球锦标赛在汉揭开战幕，林丹、李宗伟、陈龙悉数亮相。China officially launched its second and the first domestically developed aircraft carrier on Wednesday morning in Dalian, Liaoning Province. The ship is the largest and the most sophisticated surface vessel China has ever built. General Fang Chenglong, Vice President of the Central Military Commission, took part in the launch ceremony at a shipyard in the northeastern coast of city. Fang's presence indicates the significance Chinese leaders attach to the colossal ship because only the most important equipment for the PLA would have top-level officers at the public debut ceremony. News carrier's name and hull codes remain unknown as the Navy usually makes public such information when the ship is commissioned.Currently, the PLA Navy operates a sole aircraft carrier, the CNS Liaoning, which was originally a Soviet-era vessel and received an extensive refit at the same shipyard in Dalian, and where the new carrier is being constructed before going into service in September 2012. The new carrier has been designed in China according to a news release published by the military after the ceremony. In the next phase,The carrier will start outfitting the process, news release said. During the outfitting stage, engineers and workers will complete the installation of the ship's power plant, engines, interior equipment and systems, as well as weapons. Besides China, six countries operate a total of 16 aircraft carriers. The United States is the largest operator as it now runs 10 Nimitz-class nuclear-powered carriers,with each having a full load displacement of about 100,000 tons. And an essay written by a migrant worker about her family went viral on Chinese social media, with her plain, vivid, and humorous words resonating with many readers. Fan Yusu, 44, from a village in Shangyang, central China's Hubei province, now does housekeeping work in Beijing.In an article named I'm Fan Yusu, published on Monday on WeChat, one of China's most popular social media platforms, Fan tells her and her family's story. Her mother was an elected village official of women affairs in 1950 and stayed in power for 40 years, even exceeding the reigning of the Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi, Fan wrote.However, the life of the woman did not sound as easy as the way she wrote it. A high fever left Fan's eldest sisters with a mental impairment, and her other sister contracted polio. She moved to Beijing to work at 20 and married a man 5 years later, but they got divorced soon due to his alcohol abuse and domestic violence. Fan now takes care of her two daughters alone.The story instantly attracted over 100,000 viewers a day, and over 20,000 of them posted comments. I see an extreme strong mind behind the small body of a mother, a reader said. Generally, the most touching words in life are not the rhetorical ones, but the plain ones refined by life, one reader commented. And the article exposed many social problems in China, but stopped where it should.Fan has kept up her habit of reading and writing ever since she went to school. This probably laid a solid foundation of her writing skills. In an interview with Beijing Youth Daily, Fan said she used to read masterworks of world-renowned writers from China and other countries. The woman said she did not expect the article to be that popular, as she only wanted to earn some extra money to support her family in the first place.Chinese officials in charge of the Shenyang New Area, a planned new economic zone and overspill city designed to ease Beijing's urban sprawl, will consider international public bids for the zone's planning and the design, they announced on Wednesday. Liu Jingfeng, the deputy director of the Shong'an New Area Preparatory Committee, said at a press conference that planning of the 30 square kilometers of zone would be decided through global tender. More than 1,500 officials have been assigned to manage the zone's development. The Shong'an New Area in Hebei Province is the third initiative of its kind in China after the Shenzhen Special Economic Zone in the Shanghai Pudong area. And that's all for our Thursday update, and stay tuned for our update on the 28th.